This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue on in 1 Peter with, like newborn infants, royal priesthood, submission to authorities, leaving you an example, and husbands and wives. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Oh,
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have enriched your church with the proclamation of the gospel through the evangelist Mark. Grant that we may firmly believe these glad tidings and daily walk according to your word. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Testament reading for the festival of St. Mark is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eye of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. Afterward, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Mark was an evangelist in the first place because he was a preacher of the gospel. He is said to have gone to Alexandria and preached the gospel there. Whether that particular tradition is true or not, the church identifies the apostles and evangelists with particular places because the gospel and the church are historically grounded and located in real space and time. Christ has sent his preachers of the gospel into all the earth, into the whole world, to make disciples of all nations. And yes, in fact, to preach the gospel to all of creation, since all of creation is made new in the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. St. Mark is an evangelist because he was such a preacher. But he is, of course, also one of those four holy evangelists by whose hand the Lord has given us the written gospel of Jesus. A record of our Lord's words and actions, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. It's not only an historical record, but a theological treatise, and really nothing less than the preaching of Jesus, in which he is actively present, breathing his Holy Spirit upon his church. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in him. St. Mark begins his record of the Holy Gospel not with the infancy narratives, but the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for St. Mark begins with the ministry of St. John the Baptist. He came in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins because the kingdom of God was at hand in the person of Christ Jesus. And then Jesus came, and as our substitute, our vicarious Savior, he submitted himself to St. John's baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And then after he was driven into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days, he also began to preach, repent, and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, therefore, each one of you. Believe the gospel, and do not forget your baptism, but daily wash yourself in it by the way of repentance, by trusting the word of Christ, by receiving his means of grace. Be put to death each day, and rise again with Christ each day. Trust the Lord your God. Look to him who is your Father, who has called you his own dearly beloved and well-pleasing son. Look to him who promises to give you all good things in Christ, and pray as he has taught you and invited you to pray. Do not doubt, but firmly believe that your prayer is heard and answered with a resounding yes and amen in the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. And that you may believe and pray in this way, hear and heed the word of God. Rejoice to hear his word and the preaching of it, the preaching of the gospel, as St. Mark wrote by inspiration, and as your pastors to this day preach it into your ears, into your heart and mind, and into your body and life. This word is true. It is spirit. And it is life. Do not doubt it. Be not unbelieving, but believing. For he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he who disbelieves will be condemned. But what does that mean? For all that Jesus has done, does it still come down to you? Do you have to figure out how to repent? And how to believe, and how to live by faith, lest it all be for naught? Consider the example of those 11 disciples. They had already heard the testimony of Mary Magdalene and the other women. They had already heard the testimony of the two disciples who were on the road to Emmaus and saw the risen Lord and the breaking of the bread. But they refused to believe the testimony of those witnesses, and Jesus rebuked them for their hardness of heart, just as he calls you to repent above all for your unbelief and hardness of heart. But your baptism does not rest upon your faith. The Lord Jesus does not stand upon your love. And the kingdom of God does not depend on your repentance. Your faith rather stands on Christ, as it springs from the waters of his baptism and relies upon his gospel. And it is because the kingdom of God first comes to you that you are called to repent, not only to sorrow for your sins and turn away from them, but to find shelter and peace and comfort and safety in the one who has come in the name of the Lord. He has come in the flesh as true man. He has borne your sins and suffered your death. And he has done it all. He has lived and died for you by faith in his own God and Father. This Lord Jesus Christ has believed. This Lord Jesus Christ has been baptized even unto death. And this Lord Jesus Christ has been saved from out of death and the grave through the glory of his God and Father. Do not ever look for your salvation in yourself, not even in your own faith. You cannot choose to believe. You cannot will it. You cannot decide to do any such thing for yourself, for sin and death reign in your flesh until the Holy Spirit lays Christ upon your heart through the forgiveness of your sins. It is the work of Christ that is credited to you as righteousness, real righteousness in the presence of God. It is the work of Christ that is given to you in the preaching and ministry of his gospel. It is Christ who speaks to you through those whom he has called and sent in his name. He forgives you all your sins and grants you his peace. This then is the work of Christ, which he has done and which he works in you. When Christ is preached to you as the one who believes and was baptized, who was crucified and raised, this work of Christ is worked in you. Thus are you called to faith through the narrow passage of the cross. And as you are born again into newness of life, you are called out of darkness into his glorious light. Where once there was nothing but doubts and fears and sadness, now there is joyful confidence in the one who was raised from the dead. For he has come to take up residence in you, through your ears and through your mouth, into your heart and mind, into your body, into your life. He opens the scriptures to you. Not that you should know the rules better and try harder to keep them, but that you should know them as fulfilled in Christ Jesus for you, first of all. As he has died for you, you also die with him. As he is raised, you also are raised up in and with him, to live with him, now and forever. Be encouraged in this life by the sort of men that Jesus calls and sends in his name. Those very men that he just rebuked for their hardness of heart and unbelief, he turns around and says, okay, now you're going to go preach the gospel to the whole creation. Men like Simon Peter, who denied his Lord in fear, and yet he was restored and sent as the prince of the apostles. men like Thomas, who doubted to begin with, just like all the rest, but who was sent not in doubt but in confidence to preach boldly until he also was put to death. And men like Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor of the church, the hater of Jesus, who was called to become his great champion to the Gentiles. He preached the gospel to the ends of the earth in his day until he too was martyred for that gospel. And then there's Mark, John Mark. Whether or not he was that rich young man who went away sorrowful because of his many possessions when he was first called to take up the cross and follow after Jesus, and I tend to think he was that guy, but whether that's the case or not, we do know that even after his conversion, even as a disciple, as an evangelist, he disappointed the Apostle Paul when he bailed out on their first missionary journey. Such are the men, fallible and flawed, weary, weak, and wounded, whom your crucified Savior raises up in his strength and sends in the way of his gospel, in his cross, to the glory of his name. They have their doubts. They have their fears. They suffer hurt and pain and ridicule and persecution. They are even put to death, despised and rejected by men, though they are precious to God in Christ. It is through such weakness, by and with the cross, that the gospel is preached to you. And it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the preaching of repentance which puts you to death and destroys your self-confidence and robs you of any claim to righteousness or merits or good works of your own. It is a word that wounds you in order to heal you, a word that kills you in order to make you alive. Because it is the word of Christ the crucified, who is also risen from the dead and lives and reigns forever. This is the word that is preached to you. And with this word of Christ, there are signs which you cannot recognize by your eyes, but by the faith that God works in your heart, you know what's going on here. By the waters of your baptism and by the forgiveness of all your sins, all of your demons are cast out. All of your darkness is enlightened. All of your dirt is washed away. And when Jesus lays his hand upon your head and his servant speaks with that new tongue of the gospel, I forgive you all your sins in the name and stead of Christ. You know and believe that you are thereby healed. Your body is made ready for the resurrection on the last day. You shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You shall not die, but live in body and soul forever and ever. The deadly serpent's sting has been undone. That old dragon, Satan, cannot harm you, though he tries. He still bites you, but it doesn't stick. The sting of death is removed. The sting of sin is gone. Nor is there any deadly poison in that overflowing chalice which the Lord Jesus sets before you on his table. It is rather his blood of the New Testament, the blood of Jesus Christ himself, which he pours out for you and for the many, for the forgiveness of all your sins. When you have your doubts, as you do and as you will, do not be afraid. And do not run away from God, but listen to his preaching of the gospel. By and with this word, he keeps on loving you. He keeps on forgiving you. He keeps on coming to you. And so does faith come by hearing, and hearing by this word of Christ. And as you believe, so is it done. In fact, before you have called, God answers. And while you are yet speaking, already he is acting to save you through men like Mark. pastors, he has never failed to provide for his church on earth. So are you and all the sheep of the Good Shepherd, nurtured on the green pastures of his gospel, refreshed by the living waters of his baptism, and fed at his table in his house unto the resurrection of your body and the life everlasting of your body and soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered.
In our prayers, we remember Elizabeth Getachew and Victoria Coe, members of our seminary staff, as they mourn the death of loved ones. Rejoicing together with the whole creation at Christ's victory over sin and the grave, let us lift up our petitions on behalf of all those in need. Heavenly Father, through baptism into your risen Son, you grant your people a participation in his divine life. Continually fill our hearts with the blessedness of faith in him whom we have not seen, and yet in whom we believe. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy Father, remember in mercy the enemies of your church. Grant them repentance, and enable us always to reach out to them with the good news of your never-failing love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Look in mercy, O Lord, on our government and all who have been set in positions of authority over us. Strengthen and uphold them in every good deed for the common welfare of us all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let your peace rest upon our cities and all who dwell in them. Prosper the work of those who teach and learn in schools. Defend and protect all who provide for the safety of others. Support those who lack the necessities of life, and give meaning and purpose to the lives of all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O lover of the human race, hear our prayers for those in need, the sick, the lonely, the dying, and the mourning, including Elizabeth and Victoria in this time of sorrow. That Christ himself would be their health in sickness, their joy in sorrow, and their life in death. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Rejoicing with the whole church, now clothed in the brightness of Christ's resurrection light, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, with your servant Mark, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and celebrate your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take away.
This true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you steadfast in the true faith, in body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.